Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav. Today we're going to begin Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We're going to try to learn now from Mishnah to Mishnah. Let's begin. Asicher Parim Chavid V'Yishil L'Acher, one who rents a cow from another, and this renter then lends it to another person. Omesa Kedaka, the cow dies in a typical manner, in other words, of natural causes, in the possession of the borrower. Yishav Asicher Shomesa Kedaka, the renter takes an oath at the owner of the cow, to the owner of the cow, that the cow died in a typical manner, and the borrower pays the renter for the cow that he borrowed. A renter is potter in the case of damage due to circumstances beyond his control, including death, but a borrower is chayav to compensate the owner even for damages due to circumstances beyond his control. How does this party, the renter, do business with the profit of another cow? Rather, the value of the cow should be returned to the owner. The renter need not take an oath, but the owner must compensate the owner to the cow. Of the cow. Omer l'David bar Avin l'Abaya. As he told him, let us see. The renter, with what does he acquire this cow to the extent that he borrows the cow from him as chayav to compensate him if he dies? Yeshua, he acquires him with the oath that he took to the owner of the cow that the cow died of natural causes. Or ask for an emily maskul seicher, but since the acquisition is affected by the renter's oath, let the one who rented his animal for hire say to the renter, "Dal an the dal shvosva, and mishtab in the dinim madli shol." Remove yourself and remove your oath. In other words, I don't want to deal with you at all in this case. I will litigate with the borrower to recover my cow. So the Abaye said to him, "Mi savri seicher b'shvu the kol." Only way, do you hold it as with an oath that the renter acquires the cow? Shas mi se the koni. From the moment of the cow's death, the renter acquires the cow. He takes the oath to alleviate the concerns of the owner, so that the owner will not suspect him of negligence. The owner of the cow cannot litigate with the borrower, and even if he waives his rights to demand an oath from the renter, he's unable to receive a cow from the borrower. Omer Rabbi Zeder said, "Bamer Shabbat Masham Kam Peros LaSecher." There are times when the owner pays several cows to the renter. Hey, she told me, what are the circumstances? Okay, so the renter rented a cow from him for 100 days. And the owner of the cow then borrowed the cow from the renter for 90 days. The renter then rented a cow from the owner for 80 days. And then later the borrower borrowed the cow from the renter for 70 days. And the cow died within the 70-day period of his borrowing. For each and every occasion of borrowing of the cow, the owner who then becomes a borrower owes one cow. Since there were two discrete acts of borrowing and two discrete acts of rental, the owner owes him four cows, two outright as compensation for the borrowed cow, and two cows for the renter to use for the duration of his rental period. He introduced it into one legal status. He removed it from the status of rental and he introduced it to the status of borrowing. He removed it from the status of borrowing and introduced it to the status of the rental. How then does the owner pay multiple cows, cows for one cow? And is the cow intact that the owner could say to the renter, here is your cow? Since the borrower cannot return the cow to the creditor, he is chayav to return that which he committed to return. And he committed to return two cows, not one. The renter has against the owner only a claim of two cows. One for borrowing done by the owner, and one for fulfilling the rental agreement. So because the category of borrowing is one, which from Skir Sachasi, and the category of rental is one. Sheda Koni Ligamri. The cow that is a repayment for the borrowing. Shul Skir Sachasi, the Sheda Koni Ligamri, the Skir Sachasi, the Skir Sachasi. As for the one in rental, he works with the duration of his rental period, the Mahanda Limwari, and he returns it to the owner. Amir says, Om Jushnim Bachatos. The renter and the borrower each took a Yeshua Shav, and they're liable to bring an offering. They return to that, one is kind of to bring a sin offering, Pumshtim Basham, both Ashim Pumshasir Mahadas and Mashil Basham Pumshasir Mashil Maskal. How so? Fierce moment, one who takes his denial of a monetary matter, Ashim, yes, to bring a permanent Ashim. Bidisusayim, one who takes a false oath of an utterance of the lips and involves in the denial of the monetary levy is a Chatas. And Pumshas name, Bechatas, there are times that both are Chatas to bring a Chatas. And Shemesik Adarka, where the cow died in a typical manner. Our Natsa, and he said it died due to circumstances beyond control. See for the main kach, main kach, we've talked about the Bechatas. Right there is, in any case, is exempt to bring a sin offering. He took a false oath. Should the bank have been a chiyuv mechayev b'chatas? A borrower was, in any case, is liable to pay regardless of the sin offering. Pam pesheim ba'asham. There are times that both are chayev to bring asham pension nigdanava. In the case where the cow was stolen from a borrower, Amram meis machas melachah. Then he said it would die machas melachah. Tamayak a kafra memena. We both died monetary manners. To come chayvi. So they're both chayv to pay in the case of theft. Kupati and Hashem, they exempt themselves. Say different b'chadot v'shel b'ashem gen shemesi kadarka, v'dad v'kadarka, v'amra mesi machas v'locha, and they said it, mesi machas v'locha. Say for the mingach v'mingach b'chadot v'chadot 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 v'shel b'chadot v'mesi kadarka, v'kupati and Hashem, mesi machas v'locha, is b'ashem now. Say for washer v'shel b'chadot v'chadot 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 v'chadot. Where the cow was stolen from the bar, and the renter of the bar said that it died. And the renter was chayv to pay in cases of theft and loss. The kopat and ashim b'mesik adarka, and is an attempt to exempt himself from the claim that it died in a typical manner. The ashim shel b'kach b'mekach chiyuv b'chatas. Really, one of my kamashim. But I'm rarely details based on established halachic principle. This is the apuli b'ramami the amar kol shuvish at the end of mishpat b'nesin. The chayvan lo mishpat shuvish b'tei. He says that any other the judge as the minister, one is not chayv to bring a sin offering for taking a false oath of an utterance. Shabbat says a nefer case to shovel the vata, it's time to shovel masuk. Wash a month, click through it. Itma stated, Shemer Shemasa the Shemer, Shemer committed to another Shemer, the deposit with which he entrusted. Grabbam was brother, Shurikhan was chayv. By Amr Tamid Rav, Limbe Shemer Shemasa the Shemer Sacher. Forget about when the Shemer Chinim gives to Shemer Sacher, the Ayuli Alish was, he's making a Shemira. I feel the Shemer Sacher Shemasa the Shemer Chinim, the green girl Shemasa makes it worse. Also, but the army, the combustible and das is giving it to a cop to the person that effectively safeguarded the deposit. That what? The regard of the Shemrasa is making it worse. I feel the Shemrachinim. Shemrasa is making it better. I was called Amr in the same shape. It's not my desire that my deposit be in the possession of another Shemr. Only if it's the physicist, how did I have a flab of fish? It's not fish, or rather, it's from close to Hani Ginoi. Of these gardeners, the chayim have a mafidim menayugah b'dhai sato. Each day, they deposit their spade with a certain old woman. In mechad afkinun legabichad minay. One day, they deposit their spades with one of the gardeners. Shamakede beidu lafakwaza. He heard noise of wedding honey, and he went there. Afkinun legabichad sato. They deposited the spades to an old woman. Ados alos the igniv menayu. In the meantime, he went and came back to the wedding. Their spades were stolen. Also, the commander of Upatri came in front of Rav, and he accepted the garner deposit the spades with the old woman. When the chazan said, "Mishum Shemesh Shemesh Shemir is potter," and but like he shani chazan, but called him the nami inu gufay gabi di safta b'miftulu. Even in the case of the spades, is different, as the gardener himself would deposit the spades with the old woman. Since the gardener cannot claim that it's not their desire that the deposit be in the possession of the old woman, the gardener who did so is exempt. Yasud of Ami Karmel Ishmael. So Ami said and stated this halacha. Esfid of Abba of Armola by Zirpar Mohammed Mashil Acher Misigadarke. One who rents a cow from another and then this rental lends to another person. The cow dies in a typical manner. Yishav Asir Shom Misigadarke. Mashil Mashal Masifer. The renter takes an oath to the owner of the cow that the cow died in a typical manner. The borrower pays for the renter. And if this is true, let him say it's not my desire and my deposit being the possession of another shamer. And the rent should be chayav to pay because he violated the owner's wishes. When we're talking about b'shnas le'rishus abayin b'shal, the owner gave the renter permission to lend the deposit to another. Should he be required to pay the owner? My answer is the chayav discretion. In the case of one who deposits coins with another, a shemer bound it in a cloth and slung it behind him. or convey them to his minor son or daughter for safeguarding, we know if name should or lock the door before the coins in his shalikud. Why should the shomer get that hashem? Because he did not safeguard the coins in the matter of a typical shomer. Time to count. What did the potter? I might never later. It's in shape with the other bechadam. Remember, call a mafkid. Adas yishtei b'alav mafkid. When he is a person that is mafkid, it's with the awareness that at the time shomer's wife has children will safeguard the item that he deposited. I mean, I did sit in that the economic defending says, I should must have been able to take that in pipe, which is much rather brave a little bit like the other spot, but how the family is like the other list of that in pipe, and can't stick to him to stomach the worst of Shemar. I'm going to build this as what? First of all, Shemar 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 You are trustworthy to me as a Shua, and the other person is not trustworthy to me. Itmar was stated. Pashu Babil to the Agum. In the case of one who was negligent in a safeguarding of an animal, and it went to a marsh where it was susceptible to thieves and predatory animals. Any judge who does not rule according to the Sallah is not a judge. Even according to my number, says that the potter is Hachas Chayiv. Why? Because by the time they bring Hav Lagagma Katla, the ear of the marsh, kill the animal. Why? Because called the Leidoin, he hided a lot of the animal. Any judge who doesn't judge like this is not a dying. Labor, the man number, Tlas, Mashir, 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 what difference is this to me? What difference is there to me if the animal was here? What animal was there? The cause of the animal's death was natural. There is still relevance given to the location of the death. The Shemir's pattern. With the Baya, says, if the animal returned from the marsh to his owner's house and died there, at least part of my time, but the... How did the remember how did the agam the katla? Is the fact that the animal returned, and since it was able to return, there is no justification to say that the ear of the marsh killed it. My rabbi called it the gun with the agam. My zgedar we get on the sky. My time the shofke malchamov is based at the gun by avakaimi. The angel of death, spirit of life of the animal, would be standing in the house of the thief due to the negligence of the shem. All by the rabbi, according to you. According to you, the Mastisin, that you teach, it's not my desire that my deposit be in the possession of another shamer. So there is room to raise the objection. According to me, you are trustworthy to me in a shua. That person is not trustworthy to me. There is no room to raise the objection at all. If we brought an animal to the edge of a cliff and it fell, and when I see the ear of the mountain that killed it, Inami Ufson Dar Katla, the exhaustion of climbing the mountain killed. Why is it that my skin is shallow the middle of showing with the poor? The case where the shamer took animal to a bountiful high quality pasture. Yach enough on Nami. If so, even if the animal fell. So I says, Shayla, you take for the tough one. Because he should have subdued the animal to run it for falling and he did not subdue it. Yach, you saw him, look at the safe one. Also, the Russian took him enough. I was in his brotherly mit kufi. He was required to subdue it and prevent it from falling. It's the worst of the Kafatav also. It's overpowered him and ascended the animal. Kafatav Yardi overpowered him and descended it. I'm going to be a Sikhita Lois is Kir Purus. I'm going to be some Rishwala Kharibis. I'm going to be Rishwal Mar Yudhar Armistan Rishwal Rabba. You told us in the name of Rishwal that Cholagir of Miesir Rishi is severe with the first Tana. Afinishin, even in the first Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi holds that even when a shamer pays for the deposit and chooses not to take an oath, the thief pays the double payment of the owner. Allah Kamesi, 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 Allah Kam Kirishavan and Mashallah, Pishalishalam, Amy, Mesa's Ema, Veda, Rabbi Sibishin Shafari Mashallah.